Welcome to the Body, Soul, Spirit podcast. I am so glad to be back this week. And I know that we have been diving into so many topics, and it's really, truly just a joy to sit and just think about maybe some of the things that a lot of people are dealing with and being able to share that as maybe you're driving or just sitting on your desk and listening to this podcast and just really meditating as we journey together, heal together, grow together. And we are all experiencing different obstacles or hindrances or different types of things that all of us are dealing with. We're not all the same age, or we're not all at different stages or even seasons for that matter. All of us are facing different situations or challenges. We're all quite different and unique. And I want to be able to share a topic that I think that we can all just identify with, because I want to talk about fear today. And I think that's a topic that all of us will have to confront, face, and we all have to understand it a little better so that we know how to overcome it. What does it do? How does it hinder us? Sometimes fear hides within us. And this is a topic, I think, that all of us will have to confront at different seasons in our lives. I think it's one of those things that tries to sneak up on us and tries to violate us in a way that doesn't allow us to move forward. So this fear kind of feeling sometimes shows up due to the stresses that we are facing in our lives. And if we were to define fear, fear is an uneasy feeling. It is an emotion. It's a feeling of dread. It's a feeling as if you're being threatened by someone or by something. It's almost like this alarm that goes off. I think that fear sometimes hides in us. We don't quite know that it's there. And it can linger over the years. It could just brew in us and sit there for a long time, and it can go unrecognized. We could maybe have this feeling of fear that's really working against us. When you think about your emotions, emotions were given by God. So fear is not something that is going to go away, because God has given us that gift of fear when we need it in its right form. That emotion, not necessarily a gift, but an emotion. And when you think about it, it was kind of a gift when fear grips you because you're in danger. So fear tells you there's danger. And that in itself is a gift. Now, fear is an emotion, but sometimes it's working against us. It's telling us things, the wrong things. It's telling us things that are not true. It's making us feel in a way that is not true. Now, all of us have to deal with fear. It doesn't matter what season we're in. There's times that we may live in seasons that we have that have lots of fear. Lots of things cause fear in our lives. And we're not supposed to live in a state of fear. Sometimes we don't know how to manage the fear. We don't know what to do with the fear. Now, fear is not going to go away. We just need to steward it correctly, manage it correctly. What is fear saying? Is fear giving me some type of false evidence? And it appears to be real, but in reality, it's not real. Fear is supposed to be there to protect us, to tell us when something's going to maybe put us in danger. Like when a dog is running towards us, right? And you get that feeling of fear, like we are in danger. So the brain starts to go into fight or flight, which alarms the body, right? To tell you to run for your life or whatever the case may be. But we are not supposed to live in a state of fear that is giving us this emotion, is giving us the wrong evidence. It's being translated incorrectly in my mind. And it's important for us to understand and to identify these fears. Now, let me say it like this. Fear and disobedience will coexist. Whenever you see fear that's working against us and we've not managed it correctly, we're not asking the right questions, we're just allowing this fear to translate into thoughts that are false, that are lies, fear and disobedience will coexist. So it's going to lead me to disobedience. Every time I fear the future. It's going to lead me to a disobedience. If let's say I'm afraid of some result, I'm afraid of going to school because I might fail. It's going to lead me, right, to really even disobey myself into pursuing a dream. Fear and disobedience will always coexist, while faith and obedience coexist. So when you think about faith, it's really just a stepping out. It's courage. It's stepping out regardless of how I feel. I'm not letting that fear rule me. Now, sometimes we can really have amnesia as to some of the things even God has told us. Fear is when it steps in and it works against us, it really just pretty much is against, right, faith. And it comes against some of these things that God has already spoken into our hearts. And we start to have this uneasy feeling. How do I know that fear and improper stewardship of fear is happening inside of me? Is that I have this uneasy feeling. It's like this feeling of dread, right? I feel threatened by something and it's alarming and I'm scared. And now I have all these thoughts that are working against and nothing's really happened, but I have all these thoughts, assuming that those things are going to happen. And when we live in fear, is because one of the reasons why we live in fear oftentimes is because we learned it. We have learned fear. Fear can be a learned emotion. We learned it. You can learn certain attitudes. You say, oh no, I'm not going to get near the water because I'm going to drown. Now, that's not necessarily true when you think about it. Just because I get near water doesn't mean I'm going to drown. The fact that I'm on the edge of maybe a swimming pool that's like 12 feet doesn't mean I'm going to drown. But the mere fact that I learned this, I learned it. I learned to fear. Think about all the things that you learned about fear. So let's say you're a parent and you want to be careful, right? And you say, oh, no, no, I am not going to let my son or my daughter do X, Y, and Z because X, Y, and Z. And we become, we call it being careful. But in reality, it's really fear that we learned. So we learn fear. Oftentimes the fears that we have is because we've learned them. What kinds of fears do you have? And when you really identify that fear, and now you have these thoughts, that I could say like this, assumptions, right? We are assuming something to be true, which leads us to a distortion and a distorted thought. I'm assuming, I'm presuming that something is going to happen when in reality it hasn't even happened. There's no signs of that. We're setting ourselves up already for failure. It reminds me of the story in Job where Job said, that which I feared came upon me. Fear is a powerful force. Fear is not just this emotion, but it actually is like a magnet, and we are attracting the wrong thing. We're attracting disobedience. We're attracting the opposite of faith. We're attracting bad things. And so think about fear like a magnet. Now, fear is not going to go away, but we must manage it correctly. We must identify these learned fears that we have. Think about all the fears that you have. Did you learn them? Where did you pick that up? Where did you learn that? And then we've got to identify that. Did you learn that fear? Did somebody say that? Who told you that? How did you pick that up? Did something occur in your past that now you learned that fear? Because really what's speaking behind it is these thoughts, right? These distortions, these assumptions, these presumptions, these things that pop up in our mind that say, I'm just not even going to try. Because the last time I tried, I failed. And really the root of that is you're afraid to fail. So you learned the fear of failure. So number one, you've got to understand that fear comes because you have learned it. And I want you through this podcast, identify all of the fears that you learned. Thanks, guys. I hope you have a great, blessed week. And this week, I just want to challenge you. Start to identify all the fears that you learned. Let's break them down and let's ask ourselves those questions. Wait, is this an assumption? A presumption? Is this something that now is leading me to distortions and thoughts that are leading me to a disobedience?